좀 뭐라고 하는지 뭐 말할까요? 난 이 사람 좀 여보세요. 나도 그렇게 엔지니어 아이돌 남자다. 프레스턴 IEM 나다진 여보세요. 나도 엔지니어 프레스턴 남자 아우시쉔 파스니드 프레스턴 IES 프레스턴 집단 생추안 여보세요. 만나 코르룸부 그토라토 아티라텐 본투안 난 본투안 연테르마스텐 그베노루 젠간 사이라 마카카 샤파니 마스포카시 카파데르 인스티튜션 오브 엔디비엘 말레이시아 카나 트라투디 멘제폿 사이라 타타 스바가 타무 코프로마시 바라바라 Saya percaya kehadiran saya pada malam ini akan membolehkan saya untuk mengetahui dengan lebih dekat lagi profession kejuruteraan ini, utama sekali dalam konteks peranannya untuk mendukung pembangunan negara, lebih-lebih lagi dalam bidang pembangunan infrastruktur. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to express my sincere thanks to the Institution of Engineers Malaysia for graciously inviting me to this annual dinner and award night. My only regret is that this invitation has been accorded to me after the 12th general election. Maybe speaking to all of you before the general election might have helped. Of course, all of you voted for Barita National. If you didn't, we'll try to persuade you the next time. Of being in the fellowship of engineers from the institution, many of whom, as I now understand, are distinguished officers in the public service or prominent executives in the corporate sector. I'm also impressed that engineers from the institution are doing well, with many of them finding success not just within the engineering domain, but also in areas that are outside of what they were originally trained in. This certainly speaks well on the high quality of the training that engineers have to undergo, which has enabled them to be extremely versatile and able to achieve success in different areas of endeavors. Ladies and gentlemen, engineers are more often seen but not heard, and generally they are quite self-effacing people. You are all the unsung heroes in terms of infrastructure development and a major contributor to our nation's economy. For that, the government and the people of Malaysia are forever grateful for the contribution that the profession has made to the nation. Having done so much behind the scene, I agree that it's perhaps timely that engineers shed its low profile image and participate more proactively in the affairs of the country, not as politicians, but in areas where the profession has a distinct advantage. I therefore wholeheartedly support the participation of the IEM in the one-stop center, or OSC in short, and to bring your expertise and professionalism help make the implementation of the Certificate of Completion and Compliance, or CCC in short, to be a success. The problem related to the building industry has long been a constant cause of concern to the authorities and a regular source of discontent to the public. The government would also very much like to see these problems resolved, and the CCC has been introduced as one of the several measures to deal with these problems. We would therefore welcome the input of the IEM, which, with all its collective skills, experiences, and resources, will be able to act effectively and contribute successfully to the workings of OFC. I'm also pleased to note and to hear that IEM have expressed interest to serve as local councillors. This is the purview of the various state governments, and as you know, we don't have influence with every state government now. But I do hope that members will be selected to serve, and I would, for my part, have no reservations in supporting IEM nominated members to be considered to fill such posts. Ladies and gentlemen, as we are all aware, Malaysia aims to reach fully developed status by 2020. And in order to achieve that target, infrastructure development will continue to be a major activity for the country. It is not by coincidence that infrastructure and expenditure under the 9th Malaysia Plan accounts to up to 20% of the budget. In fact, this has been the norm for all previous 5 years planned, and will probably continue to command a large proportion of our development expenses for the future. In order to ensure that this massive investment in infrastructure be implemented successfully, we will need the services of a large number of engineers who are sufficiently qualified to undertake the huge responsibility of transforming our nation from the current status to a developed one. However, I've been informed that we may not have sufficient engineers required for the task ahead, and the quality of some of graduates is questionable. These certainly are disconcerting matters that must be overcome, and I'm pleased to note that in this respect, the IEM has been very proactive with their efforts, such as the annual engineering week and the setting up of an ad hoc committee to address the issue of declining quality of engineering graduates. I'm sure that your efforts will contribute to resolving the shortage of properly qualified engineers, and this is so much needed by our nation as we march forward towards 2020. Furthermore, beyond the need for sufficient quantity and quality of engineers, I'm also equally enthusiastic about the need for a higher degree of professionalism, its relevance to engineers, and its importance in determining a culture of integrity that is so necessary for the success of our developmental efforts and to ensure confidence amongst the public at large. As a civil service organization and learned society, I see the IEM as carrying with it a responsibility for the setting and of maintaining a standard of professional behavior that can meet the public expectations in terms of objectivity, transparency, and accountability. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, it is professionalism that will set IEM members apart on a person on the street, and which will be valued and sought for or sought after by organizations whenever they are looking for participants to help them in many activities and projects organized by the government. As such, I have confidence that IEM, besides its many other duties and commitments, will continue with its good work of inculcating and of maintaining a benchmark of professional integrity within its fraternity, and I look forward to seeing more of your members being involved in many government projects that are in the pipeline, be it as consultant, contractors, regulator, or as end users. Ladies and gentlemen, I am indeed happy to continue what my late father had done when he was then leader of the country, in gracing the IEM annual dinner and awards night. I'm sure that he would be proud as I stand here tonight in front of such a distinguished gathering of learned people who are in their own quiet ways prime movers of our nation's progress. I would like to thank you all for the contributions that you have made to the nation, whether as engineers or in other capacities, and I look forward to being able to be with you again in the future to share with you the success that have been achieved. I hope you have a pleasant evening. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.